Here is a look at your Saturday morning news. The verdict on the Thomas Bibler murder trial now is in the hands of Judge Jeff Neary, as both the prosecutor and the defense teams offered their closing arguments on Friday morning. Bibler is accused of stabbing to death his sister, Shannon Bogue. Plymouth County Attorney Darren Raymond presented a detailed timeline of the whereabouts along with the attitude of defendant Thomas Bibler on the day in question of June 11th of 2016. Raymond reviewed the testimony offered by Shannon Bogue's mother-in-law, Lisa, her husband, Phil, and law enforcement officers. Raymond indicated that there was DNA and blood droplets belonging to Shannon Bogue found on the window of Bibler's pickup truck. Defense attorney Billy Oyedere said that the state failed to prove their case and asked Judge Neary to drop all charges. Oyedere claimed it was not Bibler who murdered Shannon Bogue, saying he had no reason to do so. Oyedere pointed the finger at Shannon's husband, Phil, saying that the police were looking in the wrong direction. Raymond says that Shannon said, after being stabbed, "I'm going to die," and when asked by her mother-in-law what has happened, Shannon responded by saying, "Tom stabbed me." Raymond pointed out that Thomas Bibler was the only Tom at the scene. Judge Neary did not offer a specific date as to when he would render that verdict. An armed robbery at a Sheldon Casey's convenience store early Friday led officers from the special response team consisting of Plymouth, Sioux, and Cherokee County Sheriff's Offices, along with police officers from Lamar's and Cherokee, to apprehend a suspect early Friday morning. According to a release from the Sheldon Police Department, they were called to a Casey's West convenience store shortly before 2:30 Friday morning for a man who entered the store with a rifle, stole cigarettes, and then left the store. Authorities say that officers from the Sheldon Police Department, Sanborn Police Department, and the O'Brien County Sheriff's Office immediately responded. Authorities say that the suspect left the store in a silver Oldsmobile Alero with South Dakota license plates. The staff at Casey's was able to provide authorities with the vehicle's license plate number. Police say that officers learned that the vehicle was registered to an individual living in Watertown, South Dakota. Officials say that Watertown police were contacted and were able to make contact with the registered owner of the vehicle used in the armed robbery. The registered owner reportedly told police that he had sold that vehicle to Thomas Tuttle, the suspect in the case. Police say that information officers were able to obtain a photo and driver's license information about the suspect Tuttle. It was also learned, according to authorities, that Tuttle had outstanding warrants in South Dakota. Officers also reportedly viewed the Casey's security camera footage and showed the staff a photo of the suspect. The video and witnesses confirmed that Tuttle was the individual who came into the convenience store with a gun and stole cigarettes, according to the police. At around 4:30 Friday morning, a Sheldon police officer located the suspect vehicle in the 500 block of 7th Street. Additional officers were contacted, including the special response team consisting of officers and deputies from Sioux County, Plymouth County, and Cherokee County Sheriff's Offices, as well as officers from the Lamar's and Cherokee Police Departments. Sheldon police say that the SRT arrived on scene, made contact with the suspect who was still seated in his vehicle. The SRT reportedly gained entry into the vehicle by breaking the driver's side window, then removed the suspect from the car. Police say that during this process, the suspect resisted arrest, forcing officers to deploy a taser to gain control of Tuttle. Police say that after Tuttle was arrested, a small baggie of a substance believed to be methamphetamine was found in his pocket. Police also say that they recovered a loaded 9mm Kel-Tec carbon gun with a 31-round magazine laying on the passenger seat of Tuttle's car. Authorities say that Tuttle was taken to the Sanford Sheldon Medical Center for examination and treatment of some minor injuries sustained during his arrest. He was reportedly released from the hospital a short time later. Authorities say that the interview revealed that Tuttle drove around Sheldon after robbing the Casey store with the intention of engaging with law enforcement in an armed. Police say that they also learned that Tuttle had intended to rob a Sheldon bank later on Friday. And according to police, a search warrant was obtained and executed on Tuttle's vehicle. They say items of evidence value were discovered in the vehicle, including another loaded 17-round 9mm magazine, drug paraphernalia, a baggie containing prescription medication, baggies containing a substance believed that to be of methamphetamine, a digital scale, and several face masks Tuttle stated that he intended to use in the bank robbery. Police say that Tuttle has been charged with first-degree robbery, a Class B felony, possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, a Class C felony, felon in possession of a firearm, that's a Class D felony, possession of methamphetamine, a third or subsequent offense, a Class D felony, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, a serious misdemeanor, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts, both simple misdemeanors. And assisting the Sheldon Police Department in this case were the O'Brien County Sheriff's Office, Sanborn Police Department, Sioux County Sheriff's Office, Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, Cherokee County Sheriff's Office, Lamar's Police Department, and Cherokee Police Department, along with the Iowa State Patrol. Visiting right now with Jeff Taylor, who serves as a professor of political science for Dort College in Sioux Center. And Jeff, well, we're, as I mentioned just a moment ago, we are getting down to that nitty-gritty, I guess, if you want to call it. Only a few days remain to the campaign before Election Day on Tuesday. So let's talk, first of all, about what factors are on the minds of voters. What are going to lead them to the polls and casting their vote and how they will vote? So is there anything in general we can talk about on that, or do we want to separate it to various different races, starting with the governor then?
Well, you know, partly it's different races, but I think even more than that, I think the members of the different parties sometimes maybe have a different focus. For example, I think Republicans, many of them remain interested in the idea of immigration, and specifically illegal immigration, and news of the caravan working its way through Mexico and things like that. I think that's on the minds of a lot of Republicans. I think Democrats, they're maybe looking more at things like health care, issues of education in Iowa, mental health being provided by the state. And so partly the partisan divide, I think, also affects on which things we care most about. And so you'll see candidates pitching to their base in the closing days of the campaign.
And that is a look at your Saturday morning news here on KOLEM.